Tomorrow is Election Day in nearly 60 cities and towns across the state, including in Boston. The candidates for Boston City Council are in their final push for votes. WBUR's Simone Rios reports on the final weekend of frantic campaigning.
Who do we want?
Julia!
When do we want her?
In Dorchester's Codman Square, an array of Julia Mejia supporters assemble for a photo with former city councilor Tito Jackson, state representative Russell Holmes, and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. Mejia is running for one of four at-large seats on the city council. Pressley says the strategy that got her elected to Congress against the odds could also work for Mejia.
And they had us down in the polls by 13 points a week out from Election Day. And you know why that was? Because they were not counting the electorate that we were expanding. And so we won by a decisive 17 points.
That's right.
17 points.
Yeah. That's right.
And we can do it again.
That's right.
We will do it again.
Mejia is one of eight candidates running for four at-large seats in tomorrow's elections. Four of those are incumbents, and some observers say for the first-time candidates, the real contest is for fourth place. Mejia says she's taking a page straight from Pressley's playbook.
So it's not just about identifying those super voters. It's really about going out into the streets, so laundromats, nail salons, beauty shops. So really spending more of our resources in underserved communities.
Boston is also poised to see at least three new councilors in districts with no incumbents running. Those races include D5, which covers Roslindale, Hyde Park, and Mattapan, as well as D9, which covers Brighton and Alston. In the D8 race, which includes Fenway, Back Bay, and Beacon Hill, former state Republican Party chair Jennifer Nassor faces Kenzie Bach. Bach left her job as policy and planning chief at the Boston Housing Authority to run for the council. At her campaign office in the Fenway, Bach roused up a group of volunteers before they set out to canvass.
This campaign and you being here today makes you part of this project of collective action that's going to build our democracy from the ground up. So thank you all for being here, and let's go knock some doors.
Many observers are hoping voter turnout sees a big boost from September's preliminary election, when voter turnout was just 11%. Polls are open tomorrow from 7 in the morning to 8 at night. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.